Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Albert Breer from MMQB. Albert, do you go to the casinos in Detroit?
Do I go to the casinos in Detroit? I had been to the casinos in Detroit, but it's been quite some time. I'm actually old enough to have gone to the casinos in Windsor when it wasn't legal in Detroit yet.
Yeah, I went
there
too.
Across the water, across the bridge.
You didn't need a passport back then.
You can see the Windsor, like,
all you needed was a license back then.
Oh yeah.
We took a cab over the border one time. We got in the back of a cab and drove from Detroit to Windsor.
You have to have a passport now to get into Canada.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Okay. And to get out, get back in. Okay, that seems like a lot.
Albert, what'd you think about last night? Did you watch the HBO show?
I did. I really thought, honestly, it was a lot of the same stuff that we'd seen before. And, for the most part, I think, you sort of see the effect of video on things and how sometimes putting a face on what you've read can change things. But, as far as like moving the needle on the NFL investigation or, where things are materially in the civil cases, I don't think it really did that. I don't know. Did you guys have a different impression from it?
No, that's exactly what I said, that this was for people in Omaha and Buffalo and Cincinnati. And like, obviously, people in Cleveland have followed this relatively closely since the trade. People in Houston are obviously very well-versed in this. But I don't know what the rest of the country, how closely they followed it. So this felt like it was for them, because I totally agree with you. There was nothing in that surprised me. Busby saying he didn't think the NFL took that seriously. I thought that was a little surprising. They've done a lot of these investigations, probably more than he's been involved in. And that was really the only thing that stood out to me of the whole 15 minutes.
Yeah, I'd agree. I mean, I just, honestly, there wasn't a whole lot of change, I think, of anything in this whole thing. So, and I think the second question you guys asked me was kind of, what it's going to mean for the league, right? Like, and I honestly, I'm just not sure that, like, they covered any new ground. I mean, you got to remember, the league has talked to, my understanding is more than half the women. It might be all of them, but I know it's more than half. And they've talked to Deshaun now, and they've gone through the depositions, all the depositions. And so, any information that's available on this, they've got, And so, I understand, like, people reacting to stuff that's on TV and everything. And, I get that, like, the video of it, like, maybe adds another element for some people, but I don't think for the people that are involved in this, there's any new information that came out last night.
So just as a point of order, Sue Robinson did not sit in on any of these, correct? The NFL hired investigators. The NFL has investigators that talk to all these accusers. They compile all the information, set it on her desk, and then she rules. Do I have that correct?
That's right, yeah. And so the NFL's investigators have gone through the process, and they give the information to her, and then she would rule, and then obviously it goes to the commissioner. So, I don't think anything's quite imminent here. I think it's going to be a little while just because of the way the legal process works.
Albert, it's tough to answer this. It's just totally like reckless speculation. But how many games do you think we're looking at here? I mean, do you think it's 8? Do you think it's a year?
Or is it totally unfair to even ask that question? So I still think it's a little unpredictable. I would say right now the safe bet would be like a Roethlisberger-type suspension, which I think was 6 down to 4. Maybe, because of the Trevor Bauer case and other comps out there that will make the league look bad if they're, too lenient, then maybe you're talking about 8 down to 6. I do think, you know, one factor here, and it's not an insignificant one, is the fact that neither of the grand juries indicted him. And, you know, I think a lot of, like, the variable right now is going to tie to the discovery. And that's why I don't think we're going to get a ruling this week. I know some people have looked at Memorial Day weekend and said it could have come then. You know, and we've talked about, like, the, you know, the league wanting the legal process to reach a conclusion. I'm sort of the opinion now this is too high profile for them to let it go into the season without taking any action. You know, but I don't think that there's, like, great urgency to do anything between now and the beginning of training camp. So you have to look at the calendar, what's going to happen between now and then. And the deadline for the discovery phase is June 30th. So I think, you know, the smart thing for the league to do now is to let the discovery phase play out so there won't be any surprises when it comes to that, you know, after they make their ruling. So, you know, I know a lot of people have talked about the idea of having a Memorial Day weekend news dump. Maybe the 4th of July weekend news dump's more likely.
Yeah. Albert, I said earlier in the show, I wonder, because we had Rusty Harden on the show yesterday, and Rusty said there are no negotiations. There's no talk of a settlement right now. I don't see how this does not end up in a settlement, though. Do you think there's any merit to why settle now and give the NFL more ammo to use on a suspension? Let them rule, let that come out, and then settle.
Yeah, I mean, but the NFL could use its leverage there and say, we'll cut you this deal if you settle. They could pressure Jimmy to pressure Deshaun to settle. You know, I think that sort of thing could be in play. But I'm with you guys. Like, I don't think, you know, I don't think there's great motivation on the part of Deshaun's camp to settle right now. They've come this far. We know what his personal motivation is, which he's been consistent with all along, which is that he wants to clear his name. And, you know, I mean, the women have come this far, too. So, you know, I think if a settlement was going to happen, it probably would have happened by now. And the only levers that I can see out there that would create a settlement between now and, you know, and the beginning of training camp would be if it's somehow tied to the suspension. And if the NFL cuts some sort of deal with Deshaun and says, if this case is settled and we have the information in front of us, we're going to view that favorably. If it's still open-ended, you know, obviously then they could punish him. And then on top of that, say, if there's new information that comes out in court over the next couple of years, then we can actually suspend you again. I'd expect, like, if there's no conclusion to this, if we don't have a resolution of this, then, you know, like, then that'll be what will happen is you get a punishment and then the commissioner will reserve the right to add on to the punishment if developments in court warrant it.
Albert, how do you think the Browns have handled this situation? And do you think that they care about, you know, the image, the PR, you know, seeing this show last night on HBO? Do they care about that, or as I said earlier, are they just comfortable with it to the point where they just hope it goes away and they know it will go away at some point?
I think they feel like they have all the information that's going to get out. Now, do I know for sure that they have all the information that's going to get out? No. But they have private investigators go through the depositions. They have private investigators go through, you know, obviously the, you know, go through it with Rusty Harden. And, you know, so I think they feel like, you know, at this point, like anything that's going to come out, they've got knowledge of. And, you know, I think they also knew from the start that this wasn't going to be an easy thing to handle. And that, like, no matter what, like what they said, there was going to be a price that they were going to have to pay, and rightfully so, for acquiring him, you know? And so, I think if you look at, like, the way Andrew Berry handled it at the press conference, Dustin, you look what he said, and he's very careful in there not to say, we believe Deshaun, right? Like, and the reason why is because if you say that, well, then you're calling the 22 women liars, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you really pay attention to the way they've handled this and the way they've talked about it, I actually think, like, in a like an impossible situation, they've sort of managed it as best you can, which is, I mean, listen, like, you know, we did our homework on Deshaun the person. We believe in Deshaun the person. But they never called the women liars. They never said they 100% believe what he said about all those cases. And that doesn't mean they don't believe him. But, you know, I think they understood, too, that, you know, if you say something like that, there's an implicit other side to that, which is you're calling other people liars. So, You know, like I said, like I think they knew there was going to be a price to pay. I think the guys in that organization, the guys who are running football ops in that organization, are smart enough to know that there was going to be a price to pay, and they paid that price. And I think it's what they expected. But I don't think that they think that there's going to be anything they don't expect coming out over the next couple of months, which, you know, I mean, allows them to plan, I think, for, you know, what should be some sort of suspension and then the aftermath of that.
Switching gears real quick, Colin Kaepernick getting a look from the Raiders. It's been 6 years since he took a snap in the NFL. Is it even realistic at this point that he could still play in the league?
You know what's weird? I looked this up. He's 3.5 years older than Derek Carr, which I thought was crazy.
Yeah.
you know what I mean? Like, but he is. I don't know, man. Like, it's a lot of time away, you know. And I do think, like, this attempt at a comeback is more genuine than the ones in the past. Like, I think that this one, I think he really does want to come back. And I've talked to some people around him and who aren't, like, you know, in his camp, but have seen it up close. They say that this does feel like an actual attempt, and that maybe the guy feels, I don't know, is athletic mortality a little bit too, you know? I mean, the guy is 34 years old. He's going to be 35 in the fall.
Yeah, it's the last chance.
And, yeah, I mean, like, you get much older than that, and it's not just, you know, the however many years away. It's also, you know, your body's going to start deteriorating. You're not going to be the same sort of, you know, athlete that you were before. And so, you just said it, Dustin. It's his last chance. You know, and so I think that this is a genuine attempt at. Do I think he'd make it? I mean, I don't know. I'd be interested to see what he could do with the full training camp. But, you know, everything you hear about, you know, from guys who've played that position, who've walked away and tried to come back, is it's really hard to get your timing back.
Mm-hmm.
There's a rhythm and a flow to preparing for a season, and you know, the amount of reps that you get and everything else that you really need. You know, I think the best example of it, actually, like that I can think of, was Drew Henson, you know, and like how, you know, when he was at Michigan in 2000, he looked like he was going to be the number one overall pick in the NFL draft a couple of years later if he had chosen to do that instead of baseball. And then he came back like 4 years later after trying to play baseball to play for the Cowboys, and he just didn't look like the same player at all. So, you know, I think timing is going to be a real issue with Cap.
You think he'll get signed ultimately? I mean, will he? And is he cool with being a third or a second?
I mean, and that's part of it, Dustin, is like I do think like there's that element of it. Like I think before there were questions about how genuine his attempts to come back were. And it was like, this guy's not going to be a starter. Can he exist on our roster as a backup? I do think that like part of this is the Raiders believing like he genuinely does, you know, it would be okay with the idea of coming back and being a backup and, you know, working his way onto the roster. So if he's willing to do that, I mean, look, like the roster's on 53 now, they're 90, you know, and obviously those guys, Josh and Ziegler, those guys are new in Vegas. And so they're less tied to everybody in the roster than, you know, like an established group would be. So do they give him a training camp spot? I think that's definitely a possibility, depending on how he looks later this afternoon in Vegas when he works out for them.
Albert Breer, MMQB, go root your son on. Hopefully he wins.
I hope I didn't. I hope. Well, we avoided a meltdown during this segment. I hope I didn't sound too distracted there.
No, you did great. You did great.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Go watch some soccer.
Thanks, Albert.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.